Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who is an economist with the American Institute of Architecture. How are you doing, Kermit?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
I wanted to talk to you about this billing index that we ran on Floor Daily yesterday. Actually, a little bit of news that we don't like to hear. It's come back down. I mean, it's 50, which means that it's not growing, it's not shrinking. But why do you think we've seen a dip here?
Well, it is 50, Kemp, and I think that's the main message. 50 indicates that billings at architecture firms were, in January, were flat from December levels. This is after we do our seasonal adjustments to them. So we had a pretty strong fourth quarter for revenue at architecture firms, a bit of a sidestep in January. I'm not too concerned about it. I think it may be as much as anything just a reflection of a very dismal weather month across broad parts of the country during the month. You know, architects are obviously more indoor folks working over their computers, but a good chunk of their work is involved in what's called construction administration. They're out on sites working with contractors, helping them interpret plans and deal with issues and things like that. And I have a hunch a lot of that work may have been slowed down during the month as some projects may have been, construction projects may have been put on hold. We'll get a better sense as we get into the February, March months and see where we're going. I fully expect that this upward trend is going to continue. I think there's enough momentum behind what's been going on in design activity and ultimately in construction activity that we're going to continue to move back up to a more favorable plane over the next few months.
Let me ask you, back when we weren't in a recession or when we weren't trying to recover from a recession, back when things were, I guess you'd say, normal, did we sometimes see a dip like this in a January month? Could this be somewhat seasonal?
Well, we do seasonally adjust it, so it shouldn't have to do with the fact being January, but we do see weather over the winter sometimes play a role. I think back in normal times, good times, as you were suggesting, we're going to see scores in our index in the mid to upper 50s, and it may dip back to the lower 50s, and it kind of gets lost in the shuffle here. Now I think there's a lot of concern. Are we really in a recovery yet? Is this a sustainable recovery for design activity, or is just a little bubble in the fourth quarter, and we're going to head back down? So I think there's a lot more attention to it, a lot more focus on it. But I think it is normal. Like I say, all that it's telling us is that things didn't get any better in January than they were at in December. I think we can live with a month or two of moving sideways as long as we continue to move back up in the longer term.
Yeah. Outside from your role with the American Institute of Architecture, you're also a Harvard economist, and I know you look at the broader macro view of things. Aren't you encouraged by consumer sentiment being the highest it's been in 3 years, and the fact that even on the commercial side, all these companies are reporting fairly favorable earnings?
Well, we're at a point, Kemp, where I think there's a lot of good news on one hand and a lot of continued concern on the other, I think we are seeing some positives here in terms of inflation still under control. The fact that consumer spending was pretty strong during the fourth quarter, the fact that consumer sentiment, consumer confidence levels are moving up, not certainly not at levels that they should be, but moving in the right direction. I think we are basically clawing back out of a very steep recession, and it's taking us a long time to do it. It's coming in fits and starts, but we're basically moving in the right direction. And we have to, I think, balance that on the other side with obviously a lot of speculation in oil over the last few days with what's going on internationally. I think there is the concern that we might have some international incidents here that are going to slow things down. Certainly, the stock market hasn't looked very favorably in what's going on over the last couple of days. So it's a it's a bit of a tug of war here in terms of some good solid numbers indicating recovery and still a few dark clouds on the horizon that are threatening the strength of this recovery as we move down the road.
Yeah, another one of our news stories we're running today is Interface, which is the largest producer of commercial carpet in the world. Their sales in the fourth quarter are up 15%. That's encouraging.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Another thing you look at, side again from the AIA index, on the residential side, you look at this remodel index. How does that look for the future?
Well, we're quite optimistic about what's going on in the remodeling market. It's been, you know, I think very typically closely linked to home building, and home building still is at, you know, moving in the right direction, but very depressed levels. In contrast, remodeling, which came out of its recovery, its recession a bit later, we think it turned around probably about the middle of last year, but looks to be pretty healthy. We, as you mentioned, we do put out a leading indicator for remodeling, and that is pointing towards mid-single to upper single-digit growth for 2011, which would be encouraging because remodeling really didn't fall nearly as far as home building. Remodeling from peak to trough fell about 20%, and you know, if we get, you know, almost half of that back this year, we'd be in pretty good shape. I think you know, it's an industry that's got really much more solid fundamentals than we're seeing on the home building side.
Yeah. I know there's all kinds of variables that are under no one's control of, around the Middle East uncertainties and stuff like that. But if you since economists are often asked to be forecasters, if you had to look at 2011 and look at the remodel piece of the business, you think it's going to be stronger in the second half, or how do you think the line would look?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think we see the economy firming up as the year progresses. You know, hope to see some more significant numbers on job growth, you know, increases in consumer earnings and income, and that would point to a better second half of the year. So I think the movement is up as we move through the year, and I think we will see a better second half.
Okay, great, Kermit. Well, I appreciate you talking to me this morning. Again, it looks like the index is a sideways movement. Next time we talk, hopefully it'll be upward again. Been talking to Kermit Baker, who is an economist with the American Institute of Architecture, about the Billing Index, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.